It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry.
Indeed, indeed. We do this every day after the 2 o'clock hour news. We bring the big wheel out. We spin around the state. We see what story we might find that you may not have heard of yet. So let's see where we're going first.
Oshkosh.
All right, Oshkosh. Oshkosh's best dressed men will take to the streets again for mental health awareness and prostate cancer research. More than 100 riders are expected to jump on classic and vintage motorcycles in their Sunday best for the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride at Beckett's May 18th. So this is the sixth year that Oshkosh is participating in the world's largest motorcycling charity event, which has raised more than $50 million for men's mental health and prostate cancer research since its inception in 2012. So similar to traditional walkathons, every motorcycle rider has their own page and seeks donations, which then go to a global nonprofit organization, Movember, which we did back in November. So the Movember Foundation, to raise awareness and funds for men's health issues. So registration is open and free to all riders, but participants are encouraged to enter as early as possible, as there is a cap on how many people can ride. And so this was initially founded in Sydney, Australia. The Distinguished Gentleman's Ride has seen more than 500,000 motorbike riders from 121 countries participate in the global event over the last 13 years. And so I guess it was inspired by a photo from Mad Men when Don Draper was wearing his suit while like riding a motorcycle. But if you look at the pictures, it's pretty fun to see all these guys in. It does look very old school as far as men in tuxedos or three-piece suits riding their motorcycle than with their helmet on. So May 18th in Oshkosh, sounds like a good time. All right, let's see where we are going next.
Milwaukee.
All right. So usually the checklist for attending prom is fairly short. You have your dress or your tux, a corsage, transportation, your ticket. But this year, for South Milwaukee High School, students can enter the building, but they will have to take a breathalyzer test first. So according to a letter about the prom from the South Milwaukee School District, students who do not pass the breathalyzer will be required to have their parents pick them up. This isn't the only hurdle the students will have to face upon arrival. They will also have to be required to go through the weapons detection, have their belongings searched and check in at registration, and receive a wristband. Weapons, liquids, aerosols, tobacco products, nicotine products, drugs, and drug paraphernalia are prohibited from the event, which should not be a surprise. But the following post-prom event will be held at the school from 11:45 p.m. to 2 a.m. with more relaxed rules. What does that mean? Is it a change of clothes and a verification of whereabouts if they bought a ticket and don't arrive? But no breathalyzers at the after party? That feels like when the fun, well, fun in quotes, actually starts. But I wonder how many other schools are doing this. This is the first I've ever heard of a breathalyzer test before the prom even gets started. But it did kind of remind me of, so this wasn't my senior prank. This was the grade above my brother's. I think I've mentioned it on the show before, but we're going to tell it again. So this was Madison West, would have been 1999. Somehow the seniors got a hold of high school letterhead and they sand all of the addresses to every senior's parents. And they sent a letter out to every parent saying, and it was signed from the Libby Burmaster, who ended up becoming the state superintendent, but she was the principal at Madison West at the time, somehow forged her signature and sent a formal letter to every parent saying that they were going to allow alcohol at prom. So if you could imagine what the office was like as far as how many parents were calling into the front office that day after they received that letter.
Did people get suspended? That's insane. Did people get suspended?
I don't think so. Because no one really got hurt. I mean, it was a waste of, like, wow. Obviously the admins, like all the administrators' times who had to answer and be like, this was a prank. This isn't real. This is not true. We're not doing this.
That's an insane
prank. But I don't think
prank.
Anyone necessarily got in trouble. It wasn't banned. I mean, because I think that 2 years after that, when I was a freshman, the senior prank was basically just vandalism. And so they got in trouble because yeah. you can't just spray paint the school.
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty creative.
Very creative.
I don't know how they got the letterhead.
I know, right? Well, someone in the office. Someone yeah. knows somebody.
So, all right. When we come back, speaking of Madison, she dropped out of a Madison City Council race, but voters elected her anyways. So we're going to talk about that interesting story on the other side of this.